Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about working for the man. Is it bad? Is it good? I think it's both. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Hey, we both work for the man, and we were both motivated enough eventually to leave, so get us started off by telling us your experience about, you know, what was good about it, what was bad about it, and if there was anything good about it.
I have a lot to share about this.
Excellent.
Because I think my experience is different from your experience.
Me too.
Because the majority of my experience working for the man was very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Painful?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, that's hey, one way
start
to say
this. Let me make one positive comment before we get into this. Working at the worst thing, I don't care how bad your job is and how bad you want to get out of there, what you are getting out of that is incredible motivation to start your own stuff. So if that's the worst thing that can happen, then you still win.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Big picture, first of all, I think about working for the man is some people are set up for it. Some people are not, number one. Some people love consistency. They love knowing their benefits are going to be taken care of. They love, they've got their childcare set up with their kids. They drop them off. They go to work. They know their paycheck's going to clear. They can plan. They know, oh, it's 6 months or a year. Because I had that. I mean, I didn't want that. But I worked in that environment. And there was a time clock, everyone. So I literally had to punch a time clock. I mean, back. Anyway. So log in, log out on the computer. You know what I mean?
No, you mean time clock.
Well, there was a time clock, too, at one time.
Yeah.
Years ago in the 90s. So.
Big gray thing sticking on the wall.
Oh, my God. But you know what was nice though? You also knew that because back then pay was based on seniority. So you knew, one year I get this raise and at 3 years I get that raise and at 9 years I max out and
in 10 years you die.
Yeah, in 10 years you die. So
because of that job specifically.
Pretty much. And I remember going, it was so funny because when I first got that job, I mean, I've had other jobs like this, but this was the most, it was American Airlines and they always spelled it out as, you know, they are the on-time machine and they expected it no matter what work capacity you were in, it was an on-time machine. You wore a watch. There was a time that I worked there, I had to wear a uniform at the ticket counter. And part of our uniform was a watch because we were also portraying the image that we are the on-time machine. So anyway.
Do you have any pictures of that?
I do. And I might still have a uniform.
It's working for me.
Thank you. So, that's a whole other thing. Remember I did that for Halloween one time? I wore that?
I do.
Okay.
So, like it was yesterday.
Thanks.
I have some pictures of that in my phone still.
Thank you. There's so many things I could say right now that
go
I'm not going to say because we're G-rated.
Everybody's falling asleep.
Ever heard that saying? That great. Hey, thank you. Now I have some audio to go with the video. So, there you go. I was just like, all right. You know those movies where the kids, there's grown up jokes and they go right over the kids' heads?
Yeah.
That was one of those grown up jokes that's going to go right over all the kids in the car's heads for anyone who's commuting with their kids in the back seat.
Oh, right. Yeah, the kids in the back
like,
seat.
Like, well, I don't know what that was. Oh. So, okay, back to the reel it back in. But I remember when I first started there, I'm like, there's people here that have 20 years and 30 and 40 years seniority. How the heck do they do that without dying? You know what? That's just what they wanted. They were set up for that, and that's okay. So I want to say, working for the man, there's nothing bad. It's really what's up to you. For me, it was eating me up. It was keeping me from doing what I wanted to do. I had so many things I wanted to get out there and do. And then what happened? I got kind of stuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, shucks, my pay and my schedule got to be, you know, it's not bad right now. I mean, you really tell yourself this, you know, it's not that bad. Yeah, you justify it
all the way through.
Yeah. I can now get Christmas off every year. So it's not that bad, you know, and then, hey, now I'm not working late night shifts and whatever it is. I did that. You know, so for me, it was also good, like what you said, because I finally got pushed to the point where I maxed out. There was nowhere to go. I was, you know, this is it. I was staring at it going, this is it. And you have the golden handcuffs and I'm like, I'm out of here.
I think most people, I include myself in this, you have to hit some version of rock bottom. And I'm not talking about like an AA meeting. I'm talking about just with your career.
Right.
You know, it has to get so bad that you're just, I don't, you know, I said this a few times to myself. When I was in that situation, I said, I would rather flip burgers. I said this, it was because I was in Pennsylvania. I would rather flip burgers in Arizona than work for this accounting firm at one more week in Pennsylvania. And I don't know, it wasn't state specific and it has nothing to do with that. It's just, you know, I was just done with it. Well, yeah, and that was my version of career rock bottom. So that's when I started going to look for land on the internet.
Well, I want to ask you a question.
It's in the ebook.
I would say for me too, what was interesting, my job was great. It was coasting. It was perfect. I had friends. Everything's great. I was just bored out of my mind and knew I needed to do more. So there was nothing wrong with I just knew I had more in me and I needed to do that.
Right.
So, all right. So please share with us your story.
You know, I'm always incredibly straightforward and honest, but along those consistent lines, I've never had a job, with very few exceptions, if ever, where I didn't make a great wage. You know, I went through college, graduated, did all the stuff you're supposed to do, and it still didn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there's a lot of people out there that think that there's this magical thing, like there's some people that get born into these white collar situations and then they don't have to really work for a living. And then those are the most miserable people. I've known a lot of those people my whole life. They're the most miserable people there ever was.
Right.
I'll tell you about the happiest people.
Okay.
The happiest people are, and we just got a compliment from a member who joined yesterday.
Oh, yes.
What did he say?
He said, oh.
Why does he listen to our show?
Because you guys generally, you seem very happy, really happy.
We are some of them. I'm not joking. You and I are some of the most happy people I know, if not the happiest. And it has to do with, got to hit rock. I had to hit career rock bottom.
Right.
And rock bottom and some other stuff that we won't cover now. But for me, I don't know, for some reason, it's real effective to just be in a situation where I just can't take this anymore. I'm going to start making some better decisions.
Right.
I'm going to work toward paying this mortgage off, which we did a lot of years ago.
Right.
So, you know, because you know, you sit down and you say, you know what, this is going to really make me happy. And this other stuff over here, I don't care about it.
Right. That's it. There you go. For me, I notice how well I sleep better. You know, back then, I mean, even though everything was perfect, I didn't have to worry about anything. I was still kind of a stressed out. Maybe the mundane, I think for me, the monotony of it all got to me. But I remember, you know, what?
I just thought of something. Go ahead.
Okay. But
not laughing at you.
Okay. I just sleep so well. You know, what's really funny is you and I are working on this data mailer package thing coming up, which is going to be so fantastic. I can't wait. Yeah. I have more projects, big projects on my plate than I probably ever have in my entire life.
You know what? Me too.
Right? But I,
Joe,
we
me
both,
too. What's wrong with us?
I know, but we're both so excited and happy and sleeping like babies. It's hilarious. Maybe because we know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We just know we're on the right path. We're doing the right thing.
Jill and I are going to release within probably 2 weeks a data package that goes with our. So what we teach our members is learn how to do this, then send out a bunch of offers, tons and tons of offers based on data. So we by a million requests, we now are a licensed seller of the best data on the planet, in my opinion.
Yes.
For a way better rate than they offer themselves. And it all is based on the fact that we've, since the mid-2000s, we have sent, you know, hundreds of thousands of letters out. Literally, we bought, when I reached out to them to say, look, I'd like to sell this to my people, they said, they looked at my thing and said, okay, you're qualified.
Right.
And then we, on top of that, aligned ourselves with a commercial printer that's, to get all your stuff in the mail, is pretty close to the price of a stamp. It's a little bit more, but it's very close. So my point is, we're releasing this program now so that our members have no freaking excuses at all.
Exactly.
You know, you get educated about it, and then here's the tools to do it. Here's the data, and here's the mailing company. All you got to do is sort your own data and choose the right market and that. So yes, we're about to release that. Well, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. I'm jacked about it too. I don't even look at that part of this as work at all.
No.
I know how well it's going to work. I know we're going to make some money on it. And I think I can't wait to see how we should have a contest at who's going to be most successful.
You and I get multiple emails every day about this thing. It's awesome. Everybody's ready for it. They need it. So
that funny story that just I thought about because I was setting this podcast up with one of the people here. And I said, she looked at the title and just looked at me and I said, what? And she said, you think I'm the man. You're working for the man. And she said, kinda. So be careful. You can become the man.
I can be. What?
No, you can become the man. You can become the man who people work for.
Okay, yes.
You just got to be careful not to be a.
Don't be that
don't
kind
be
of
that
man.
Guy. Yeah.
No, I know. So, no, I try. I won't let myself become. No, if anything, you know what's really funny is I've been. I've caught myself going the other way. If anything, I've been too lenient.
Yeah, I've caught you doing that too.
Thank you. So when
I had to put a red egg timer. You know what?
That has nothing to do with my employees.
I'm dating myself too. I had to put a red digital timer on Jill's desk because she was talking to potential customers. This is in the land business. People who had no intention of buying anything ever for like 2 hours straight just because she likes to talk to people.
I would not talk for 2 hours. It's <That's> funny.
Hey, so, you know, the other thing
I do
about,
make friends easily though.
The other thing that I noticed about when you're in those professional job situations for big companies, do you notice that like 3 years will go by in like 1 minute?
Oh, yes.
But I don't see that here. You know?
No, because...
When you're on your own show, it just...
Because 1 year rolls. Feels like five.
That's not what I meant, but...
With you. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
You know, 7 years with you feels like 2 minutes underwater.
Thanks. You're so... Oh, my goodness. Where is this show going? Somebody's got to save this.
No, I'm serious. When I was specifically working in healthcare really early, I was buying and selling hospitals for this company. It was just like 6 months would be like 1 week.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's
true.
You
can wake up 40 years later and just say, what the hell happened?
You know, that can happen. You know, you get into that stupid routine where what happened for me was I get into a routine where, you know, Thursdays I'm dropping off my dry cleaning. Monday I do this. Tuesday I do that. You get so set in a routine. You know, Tuesday night's taco night and, you know, whatever it is. And then you have 10 taco nights or 50 taco nights and there's a year.
Yeah.
that's how it happens. So back to the topic. Where do our people fit in this? Where do you think our people fit in this situation?
Here's the message.
Are they happy to be with the man and they're looking for a side thing? Are they? Well, no. I'm serious because they're. I don't. Are they all done?
I do not. I have never spoken with a member who said, "I really love this job. I love my job, and I just want to make an extra $1,000 a month." I talk about that in the program, actually, because I thought long ago that there might be a lot of side business people out there. Right. And maybe there are, because this is, I mean, we have a lot of real estate agents who do this as a side business, but I don't think real estate agents are working for the man.
True.
They're working for themselves.
That's true.
So what's the message that that I want to send with this podcast, how much is enough? You know, we don't sell misery here. We sell a chance to get out of misery, or it's not, whatever. Misery is a bad. I should never say that out loud. Sorry.
Instead of "you are not alone in your ambition," it's going to say "we don't sell misery." Steven's new tagline.
You are not alone
in your misery.
Or maybe you are.
Join Land Academy. Oh my gosh.
Join Land Academy. Oh. You're miserable.
Oh my goodness. Do you know what that made me think of right now? We need Jeff. I need to give Jeff a topic. Okay, we have this guy.
Oh, remember Jeff.
Oh, yeah. We have this member, Jeff. He, every Thursday, he is faithful about showing up and being present on our, we have a Thursday afternoon. We call it our weekly ambition call with our members. And
weekly miserable call. This time.
I hope Jeff listens to this, and I think he does. So he'll get this, but so. So we do this great call with all of our members, and at the end of it, we title it, because there's always something funny, like this show. There's always something funny that comes up in our hour long call with our Q&A, and you know, some funny topic. And so Jeff is like the perfect one at titling it. So Jeff would appreciate that. Was like a little channeling Jeff there.
Yeah,
you are not alone in your misery. Jeff would have come up with something like that. He's on it.
So in the call, we don't title our weekly calls like we do these podcasts. We just wait till the end and we have people pipe in on what it should be called, and it's always something
hilarious,
awful, and rated R and stuff that we cover as it should be, because that, unlike this, is a membership call. So the people that are on there, they want to be there,
right?
It's not rated G like this. I shouldn't say that.
No, but it's not public. How's that? It's right, a private, closed environment where we can answer specific questions
and, you know, get some deals done. Actually, what's the tagline on that? We talk about success and getting deals done.
Yeah. Together. So it's a great show.
It is. It's gotten huge.
It has.
You know, we are tapping the top of the capacity of our software.
Oh, are we there?
We're about. So I'll add that to my list again. We just need to change software because it literally doesn't have the. We use join.me and it taps out at, I don't know, some number, but we're very, very close to it.
Got it.
I got an email that said and they don't even offer like a solution.
Oh.
They just say, you're close to your limit.
Yeah, by the way.
Thanks.
You might be too big for us.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
So I'll get it changed over.
That's really funny.
Hey, if you're fed up with working for the man, join us in another episode where we talk about your all-important success in land investment and in life. Now I got to go find that picture of you in that flight attendant uniform.
You don't have it right up here, Steven.
I do, but I forgot all about it.
It's got to be right.
It's a nice image.
Thank you.
That was a long time ago.
It was. No, it wasn't that long ago.
Well, more than 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, that was good.
Why are you arguing with me? Is this supposed to be soon?
No, you know what? That's a whole other thing about working for the man. Having a uniform.
Yeah.
That's another thing to think about. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners are doing that.
I should have mentioned this. I got, when I was done, when I turned enough deals where it was just over and I didn't have to go to work at all, I threw all my suits away. I took all my suits and ties and stuff, you know, and I used to love that. In college, I'm like, God, I would love to just put a suit on and take an elevator to work. That's what I wanted.
Really?
And I did, and it lasted like 2 years, and I'm like, this is awful.
Stupid. Right. Some people love it. I don't get it.
You know what else I didn't mention? Working for the man, there you can learn a lot. All right. So that's, you have to do it for a while to learn. And yeah. Not learn like the actual trade, but learn that there's deadlines. There's, you know.
Learn how the hierarchy works.
Or just learn
about different
departments. Learn about an 8-hour day. If not anything else, how an 8-hour day shouldn't go. How you could make it more efficient if you didn't have to report to all these ding-dongs and stuff. Well, you learn a lot about how not to do stuff when you work for the man.
Right. Well, one of the things, this is another point we didn't bring up. Even with our own children, we want them to go out there and work for somebody else a little bit. We don't want them to grow up thinking you can
graduate high school and jump into what we're doing and then be wildly successful and drive a Ferrari and not have to do work a lot. Like, no, hold on. You need to get out there, get your feet wet, see what the world's like, you know, and get some motivation to do this.
So the old public company, and I don't think our public accounting way, and I don't think this is true anymore, was go to school, work for one of a very large public company as a consultant or an auditor for 2 to 3 years. At that point, stare at yourself in the mirror and say, do I want to make partner here? Because I'll start, there's a Y in the road. I want to go down this path. Or do I want to go probably work for the 3,000 job offers that I got from the clients that I represent? Because you get the offers every week in that situation. And so the guys that I was always in the work for a client camp, and I did. Mm-hmm. I went and worked for a couple of clients and then found out that was just as bad. Mm-hmm. Started this.
And I'm glad you did.
I don't know what the point of that was.
I'm glad you did.
Oh, my point was, thanks, Jill. That's when she said, I'm glad you did, that means just, can you just please wrap this up?
It's like, I'm doing that lie.
My point is, spend a few years, learn some stuff. At the very least, you're going to not learn what not to do. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.